14.
Well, I've been here 12 years, but my family has been here since 1854.
A long time.
Yes, it is. My great-grandfather, my grandfather, and my father all lived here before I
did. Do you own the nut house?
I own the building. I don't operate it. Ben Watkins operates the dining room.
How things are different. Are things different since you've been since you were a child?
Quite a bit different in that when I was growing up, we didn't have central heat and central air conditioning and things like we do today, and we had a sleeping porch in the back of the house where the breeze could get to you and at night. Long line of beds after everybody got out a little bit too early. And we didn't have good roads and didn't have the kind of automobiles that we have now. In fact, we didn't even have radio when I was a child. We certainly didn't have television.
Did you have electricity?
Yes, we had electricity.
Mm.
Well, we heated the houses with fireplaces. My grandfather's house, which is right down the street, he built it in 102 years ago, in 1879.
Do you mind telling me what your name and how old you are?
I'm 67 years old.
How many grocery stores did you have?
Oh, I believe that we had about four or five at that time. My grandfather and his two blind brothers had a general mercantile store here.
That one down there?
No, that's right where the nut house is now. In 1866, they built a store there in a log building that was 20 feet wide and 60 feet long. And they had a bakery out in the back of it. And they had a wagon yard back there, so the people came and they unhitched their horses and fed their horses and came into the store to shop. And they had everything there, from plowshares and needles to groceries. And when they would get ready to leave, when they gave them a brass coin, if they wanted hot bread, well, then they'd go by the bakery and trade their coin for a loaf of hot bread.
Was the town square something like this?
Yes, the town even then was built around the square. Of course, there weren't buildings all the way around it where they are now. But yes, the courthouse was the center of everything, even as it is today.
Did you know Colonel Granberry?
No, I did not.
Do you know anything who hanged in the jailhouse? Did anybody hang in the jailhouse?
No, they had in the jail. The jail was built. They built a hanging place in the jail, but to the best of my knowledge, nobody was there.
Were there any, Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid, or were there any outlaws that were popular now that you know?
Well, there are all kinds of stories about things in Granberry. The man that killed President Lincoln was supposed to have been here. Jesse James was supposed to have been here at one time. And Belle Starr, her headquarters was really up in north of Toller, which they call Star Hollow today. So she was quite a famous outlaw, I know, where she hung out.
Did Jesse James die here?
Well, some people say that he was buried here, and other people say that he wasn't, so it's just one of those myths that's hard.
The people who say that he died here, do you know that, the cemetery, if he did die here?
Well, I really don't know. I've always heard that he did, but I don't know any actual proof.
What's your occupation?
Well, I'm a rancher. Raise cows.
Do you know story? Got any favorite story about Hood County?
Well, one of my favorite stories about Hood County is that in 1879, my grandfather built the home place down the street here from my office, DuPont down the street. It's 102 years ago. He built a new home, and he brought the lumber in here from East Texas by ox cart, and built a new home, and people who came to sail from it, came to call on them, were called drummers in those days. So the drummers came, and they were still here at night. They missed a train to get out, and couldn't in that hotel place for them to stay. Well, he would take them down to his new home and put them up because he was a fine old southern gentleman. But then, after about a year of this, in 1880, my grandmother got tired of this, and so she added a wing on the house, and when people would come to the store, and they were still here at night, grandfather would bring them home, or grandmother put them up in her hotel, and it was in that house. She brought them home, and she charged them.
Were there any bank robbers in Hood County?
Not that I know of.
Who was the principal of your school?
Here?
Yeah.
See, I don't offhand just know. I don't know who I'm superintendent. I don't know. I don't really know who the superintendent of the school was.
Did you have brick houses or wood houses?
Well, we didn't have any brick houses in those days, but most of the houses were either wood or rock. And the rock that you see around here is what they call native stone, an awful lot of it, and then limestone. That rock was hand cut in many instances.
Who was the sheriff when you lived here?
Well, when I lived here, it was
What was Comanche Creek called in the old days?
Well, it's always been Comanche Peak, and it has a real great history in this part of the country, and that the Indians used to take when they would go out on raiding parties to raid other tribes or raid different places. They'd take the old folks and the children, and they'd put them up on the top of the peak where they could be easily guarded because they're not really ways to get up there. Also, that's where their councils met, where many of the tribes would come together, and they would meet up on the plateau on the top of Comanche Peak. There are 230 acres up on the top of the flat country on the top of Comanche Peak, and at one time it was covered completely with trees. And the Indians would congregate there. They'd get together up there. Meetings and talk and dance, and it was kind of a sacred ground for them. Also, there are old tales about it up there that there is an underground river that runs somewhere under the peak, and there are all kinds of, there are some caves that used to be entrances. Years ago, a man who owned the peak at that time had them dynamited out there.
When did the lake come in?
The lake filled up. The talk of the lake at the Cordova Bend Dam went on for some 50 years before it was ever built. But it was finished and completed in 1968. And it was supposed to take 2 years to fill up. Instead, while we had some heavy rains and things, and the lake filled up in about 3 weeks' time.
There's a jailhouse right over here. Do you know any, like, did Jesse James, go there into the jailhouse?
I really don't know. Not that I know anything about. I've never heard that he did. Grandfather and his two blind brothers, and a man named Lambert gave the 40 acres to bring the town of Granbury here. And the town of Granbury was originally placed here because of the river and because of the water, and that's one of the things that's caused its growth today, is because of water and the damming up the river and the lake, and water always attracts people.
Did you like it when the lake was came in or wasn't there?
Yes, there's no question what the lake has done an awful lot of
fire. Do you like it when the lake was not there or was here?
Well, I always enjoyed the river because we had the river. Anyway, yes, I do like the lake.
Was there a train depot?
Yes, we still have a depot, but it's not being used now. This is a branch of the Santa Fe Railroad that comes in here. It goes all the way to San Angelo. Down there, around the ranch.
Did you have any churches?
Yes. We had a number of churches. I don't know exactly how many.
What was the nut house back in those days?
What was what?
The nut house? Was it a candy store?
Well, the nut house really comprised of a hotel and a dining room. And also, well, in 1893, the building is there now, was built. And the hotel was upstairs, and the dining room was in one side, as it is today. And the other side, the west side of it, was a grocery store. And it's what they called in those days a general mercantile store. And that means that they handled everything. I mean, they handled dry goods, shirts and shoes, and saddles and pins and knickers, as well as food. And you ask about candy, and I suppose all children are interested in candy. When I was just a little child, and Daddy had the store over there, he had a big candy case that sat up on top of the counter, and I couldn't reach the counter. But the candy in those days came in 35-pound buckets, wooden buckets, and they had them under the candy counter. Candy out of it. A little different from what we have candy today in records from the law.
Did you have math books that you write in?
Did I have one?
Did you have math books that you wrote in?
Yes, we did. Math books, English books, history books. Not the way you have them today, because we just studied them in the book and we have exercise. Many things today that you had to work with, and got you way ahead of where we were.
Do you have to buy like paper and all that sort of stuff?
Everybody had to furnish their own paper and their own pictures.
When did you, what year did you, what season did y'all start school?
In the fall, pretty much like what you do.
How long did you stay in the fall, I mean school?
Till usually May.
Did you have to go to school on Saturday and Sunday?
No. 5 days a week.
No.
Well, it's been a real pleasure to talk with you, and I hope that you do real well in your high school.
Okay.
You're going to do tape the...
I'm going to tape it, then I'm going to pause it every time something important comes up.
Good. Well, if I can help you anymore, then you